Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600. Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Travel World. I'm Marianne Doucet, and here is your host, Stephen Pickford.
Well, good afternoon. Pleasure to be back here in the studio, being 2 weeks. Last week in Minneapolis on the 40th floor of the Multifoods Tower. And with us, as always, Willem Backus.
Would that have been a tower built out of, those grocery store tin cans?
No. or made out of different multi-foods products.
They're building their own multi-foods tower right here at the CIQC building. Actually, it's very generous of Montrealers to have contributed so much to the Christmas food bank campaigns, and we'd like to thank all Montrealers for their generous support.
Right, a lot of Montrealers have come by even today and dropped things off. It's well appreciated, and few other notes coming back from Minneapolis. We walked around downtown. They have the Skyway system, but it gets us to appreciate how much better it is to be underneath ground here in Montreal. The Skyway system was almost impossible to decipher. The signage was not that great, and there was hardly any maps to get around, so that was one detracting factor from getting around downtown.
I thought you were about to get into your acrophobia and the fear of getting onto the Tacoma Narrows Sky Bridge.
No, at least we were only on the second floor, and even when we were on the 40th floor of the Multifoods building, I did not look straight down. So that was one great thing. I sat there and I said, oh boy, look how far in the distance, and didn't look further away.
You never take a window seat in an airplane. Anyway, we're making those turns, and you're looking straight down.
Straight down. So I'll sit on the aisle. Thank you very much. But there are some good restaurants in Minneapolis. We talked about the Warehouse District last week, and one of the restaurants there was called Biscuits and Blues. It reflected the Mississippi River heritage of Minneapolis at the top of the, near the source of the river, and it brought forth the cuisine of Louisiana, a Cajun cuisine, and po' boy sandwiches that I hadn't had since I was in New Orleans, so that was very good. Also to the Mall of America, and my feet are still sore. We must have walked 5, 6, 7 miles around that mall. But of course, you do the mall once, and I think, that's it, you don't have to do it again.
Carrying bags and bags of books?
Bags of books? No, actually, no. Vic didn't bring his books with him to give away free copies.
Didn't find a Christian bookstore in there?
No,
Christian bookstore.
No, well, Vic did all his reading before he went away. The Rainforest Cafe, the first one in the chain, was founded at the Mall of America. Again, it's a theme restaurant. It's very noisy, screaming kids. It's an expensive version of McDonald's, and they're like reenactments of jungle scenes and stuffed bears and stuffed gorillas and all these animals that jump out at you from every which way.
You mean Goldilocks, the Three Bears, and Steve Gorilla?
Yeah, all jumping around there. Even there's some live pirates. They have a parrot trainer, and there's aquariums with tropical fish. I mean, again, go see it once, but,
Did Vic bring his parrot to this parrot trainer?
No, he left that to Wally Mott back
Wally
home.
Wally Mott told Vic's parrot, Peter, the parrot, apparently, to any...
He taught him some words that we are not allowed to repeat.
Well, they're among the 7 dirty words you're not allowed to say on the radio, but something along the lines of telling Vic that he didn't like him too much anyway.
Right, and of course, that was a very good welcome home for Vic when he heard his parrot tell him those words. Another great restaurant in Minneapolis, one of the top 10 bistros in all of America, rated by Travel and Leisure magazine, is Filio's in the Uptown District, where they have shops, individual shops, and just a walking area in an upscale neighborhood. So, again, that was still a noisy, busy place, but the food was excellent, and much enjoyed it. And one thing that reminds me of the whole Dallas-Fort Worth experience when I in Minneapolis is... Nothing was marked. Or they use... In terms, you go to a parking garage, you figure you'll see a sign saying P for parking, how to get to your... They'll use signs saying ramp C, or different terms that nobody other than Minnesota would ever understand, and you get lost. Or Hennepin Avenue, and it'll just say Hen Avenue Arrow. And, of course, the tourists, what about Hen, Are we going to go... that's the first thing they think. You're in farming country. You're in Minnesota. But, no. It's kind of hard to get around in that regard. And, sometimes they have a sign right in the right-hand lane, turn left all of a sudden.
That was kind of fun when we went to Dallas-Fort Worth, of course, now that nothing is marked. There is an airport right in the middle of Dallas called Love Field, and many people know about this already. So we decided we want to go check it out, see what it was like. There is no signs leading to this place, not a one. And we even asked people how to get there. Nobody seemed to know. Worse yet, we went to the airport stewardess, flight attendant, Credit Union Bank. And we went to this place, and we asked the employees how to get to Love Field. They say, we don't know how to get there. And
right, that nothing
we were
was
right
marked.
Next door.
Nothing was marked. It was very hard to get around in Dallas as well. But, you know, Minneapolis wasn't that easy. So it's always good to get a good map and learn and look at it, first of all, because we arrived there in the snow and it was colder than here.
Getting to some choice words, actually, that Chad must have said when his hand got caught in the conveyor belt. We were very proud and happy to report that Chad the engineer's hand is making a remarkable recovery. How is it now, Chad?
It's doing okay. It's doing all right.
Well, that's great. Good to hear that. So,
and there's a couple of events going on around Quebec that we have to report on. If you're interested in skiing, there's a ski passport for students in the fifth grade put out by the Quebec Ski Operators Association. Now, of course, remind me not to go there to the ski hill on the day when all the fifth graders decide to show up, but it's valid for 42 ski operators in the province of Quebec. If they're accompanied by a paying adult, then they can ski for free for
Why don't you send them on that Olympic ski run they were planning to build on Mont-Saint-Anne?
Yeah, right out. That was going to go right out into the river.
The one that they didn't build.
The one they didn't build because it was going to go right out into the river via some hydro poles in the middle. But if you want more information on the Quebec ski passport for fifth graders, telephone 493-1810.
One of the nice things about this is they have very simple instructions for skiing. They say, go that way very fast. If something gets in your way, turn.
Right, yes. Start at the top, go to the bottom, and pray as you go down. So ski season will soon be upon us. Talking about wintertime as well, the Queensie Amerindian Igloo will be built in Lac de Lage and Lac Beauport near Quebec City, and this is the first for 1998, and you can actually sleep in an igloo, have breakfast and tour guide, but if you cannot afford to go to stay in the igloo, maybe you can go down and visit the Brunel Ice Factory in Point St. Charles and recreate the experience there.
Maybe we'll be lucky enough to meet James Houston and hear all about my life in an igloo.
Yes, and on that note, lots of great things going on today on Travel World. After the break, we'll be talking about Jacksonville, Florida's first coast, with Mary Bear from the CBS affiliate in Jacksonville. Jacksonville's a great place, one of our favorite places to go. Met many of our favorite people on past
She would be the mama bear in the family, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that is what you could call her. And then later on, our very own
porridge is too cold.
Amanda Ober will be joining us to talk about day trips out of Orlando. But we have something to give away today to a listener who faxed me at 626-3138 with a story idea and talking about Jacksonville and those things. He is Wesley Good. He's a commuter between Ottawa and Montreal, tunes in regularly when he's heading down the highway.
Good, Wesley.
Yeah, and he says that he's heard us mention Bill Luxton on the air. So he says, why don't we hear from him? He's been a big fan of Bill's work over the years in Ottawa television, and Bill's actually off today on a cruise on the Norway, a big band cruise, and he's also been the past year to
checking for potential.
Yeah, he's checking out the potential. There must be a lot of potential there in the Western Caribbean on that cruise liner. So Bill Luxton will be on in a few weeks, or maybe early in the new year, talking about some of his past trips, and that tells us that it's I'm hungry, and it's time for lunch, so it's time for Pizza Donnini, 383-6000, real great pizza and a whole lot more. Delivered to your door, piping hot and oven fresh in 30 minutes or less. Pizza Donnini, 383-6000.
It's 12:15. Let's take a short break, and we'll be right back with more of Travel World on AM 600 CIQC. Stay listening.
You've earned it, now enjoy it. Retirement in a luxury residence that offers an exceptional quality of life, peace of mind, convenience, independence, even 24-hour security. Les Residences Soleil, Manoir Saint-Laurent, with the choice of a full apartment or studio, which can also include light assistance if necessary. There's even a new service providing for short stays or convalescence. Ask about their satisfaction guarantee. See for yourself, Les Residences Soleil, Manoir Saint-Laurent, 115 De Geer. Call 332-3434.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a stunning southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
It's inevitable. You always need something from the drugstore. At least once a week, often more, you find yourself heading for your neighborhood drugstore list in hand. If your neighborhood is Côte Saint-Luke, then Noemi Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist, and her staff at the Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luke Shopping Center are your friends in waiting. And if you're near Queen Mary Road, then Peter Tsonis, owner and pharmacist, and his staff are ready to help you at the Jean Coutu, 5345 Queen Mary, just west of DeCary. For friendly, helpful service, see Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luke Shopping Center and 5345 Queen Mary Road.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford. A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they delivered. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought everything, set it all up, and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind, because I can call 990-0802 anytime, and they'll upgrade me or trade me up. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their two-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disk, or software, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
For the holiday season, Brault et Martineau offers you its new Christmas flyer. Take a look inside. You'll be dazzled by their vast selection of gift ideas. For instance, you'll find a Whirlpool built-in dishwasher at only $3.99. Buy now, pay only in November 1998. Plus, when you shop at Brault et Martineau, you could win one of 10 Brault et Martineau Christmas stockings filled with home appliances, electronics, and furniture. A total value of $35,000 in prizes. See details in store. This Christmas, it's magical at Brault.
It's the right call to make. When it's pizza, the call is to Domino's. Ask for their double specials or pick up and get your second pizza for just $3, whatever size you order. Around the world, the place for pizza, Domino's, and there are 10 of them in Montreal.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
I can't see. Tell me how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is with my ring. Your name, nobody bring me some water.
Welcome back to Travel World, and today we're talking about Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jacksonville and Florida's first coast, and joining us now on the line is Mary Bear, the 5:30 and 11 p.m. anchor at WJXC, the CBS affiliate in Jacksonville. Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, very good, very good. And Jacksonville is certainly one of our favorite Florida cities.
It is. That's good news.
I thought you would say something like that.
I mean, it's one of my favorite Florida cities as well. It truly is a great place to be. I don't know. I thought I'd set the stage here by telling you what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
Sitting outside, it's 75 degrees, shorts and short sleeves. It's great.
You had to say that, didn't you?
I know. I thought I'd rub it in a little bit.
Right, and we're sitting here. It's even drafty in the studio, and it's a minus one outside Celsius, that is.
I truly feel that I am being spoiled here. Like you said, I work in television, and I come from the Northwest, originally, United States, in Oregon.
Mm.
And then my husband and I moved to Ohio and lived there for 3 years. And suffered through the winters there.
And so you understand what we're going
through. Oh, a beautiful part of the country, but man, coming to Florida was a real treat.
Uh-huh.
Jacksonville is a fun place. Have you been?
Oh, yes. Three times, going back over 10 years.
We always loved Jacksonville. The thing that I really noticed when I went to Jacksonville was the beaches. You know, when I went to Jacksonville, I thought it'd be nothing but smokestacks and maybe a little beach. I mean, we have miles and miles of beach here.
It's beautiful. I think that not a lot of people really know how pristine some of the beaches are, too. South of Jacksonville's beaches is Ponte Vedra. I'm sure you've been there. It's is a beautiful place, and the beaches along there are just white sands, and just go for miles.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, when we went down there, we brought down a little TV crew from Lucas Productions, and man, he was on the beach in his black corduroys, and boy, did he ever sweat up a storm.
I bet.
But I tell you one thing, though. We enjoyed staying when we were at Jacksonville, but we stayed at the Sea Turtle Inn for people coming out of their shells.
There you go.
Right.
You have to.
Well, what I like about Jacksonville is that, you know, it's not all high-rises along the beach.
Right. They have really they've really kept the beach as it seems like a family place to go. I think tourists do enjoy it, though, because there isn't a lot of buildup along the shore, like you said. But it's interesting because for a while there was kind of a, I hate to say this word because it's really negative, a blighted area of the Jacksonville Beach area. And truly now they've had some developers come in and they've built it up a really neat waterfront boardwalk type of thing with some really fun nightlife. Some good places for young people to go out and hang out, great bars and dancing places, and then some really neat restaurants as well. It's becoming more of a hot spot, and I know that single life hasn't always been the real push here in Jacksonville. It's always been a real family-oriented area, and I think that singles are finding it a better place to get out and have some fun. So that's kind of a neat, they're balancing it more. And the shops along there are really fun. There's some galleries. And I just feel like since I've been here for 5 years, I've seen this place grow amazingly. And a lot of the community believes a lot of it has to do with, of course, the NFL team here, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right. They've really put us on the map. It's interesting. And it's a lot of fun to see that it's fun from my perspective watching the real desire for the team, the years it took for the city to get the team here, and then now it's really neat to see the community just embrace this team. I've never witnessed anything like this, so it's been a lot of fun covering it.
It was quite a bit of hoopla that they did when Jacksonville finally won the NFL franchise. I remember hearing about that back in 1991 when I was down in Jacksonville.
Uh-huh.
We have something that is very near and dear to our hearts whenever we go to Jacksonville. Mary, maybe you could tell us what the Main Street Bridge is otherwise known as.
It was funny. We were talking about that. And we were talking about the fact that the Main Street Bridge, okay, there's several bridges, of course, in Jacksonville, because the St. John's River flows right through the center of the city.
On the First Lady of Jacksonville.
and the Main Street Bridge is otherwise known as the Blue Bridge.
The Blue Bridge, exactly.
The Blue Bridge.
This has achieved notoriety, of course, in the Canadian media, due to our very good friend of the show, Bill Luxton, having filmed a television segment with Ken Carden, who is then part of the Convention Bureau,
uh-huh.
I was interviewing him on the First Lady of Jacksonville. And one thing we noticed in Jacksonville is that the bridges are all painted a different color.
Right.
And mainly it was just to help find directions around. We thought it had something to do with, I don't know,
a hurricane evacuation route or something like that.
So Bill, in his
regular TV voice, started asking questions to Ken Carden and says, well, Ken, I see we've come up onto the Blue Bridge. And tell me, Ken, why is it called the Blue Bridge?
And he says, well, Bill, I guess because I painted it blue.
And so when we came back in 1993 years later, I guess the mayor, Tommy Hazuri, said, does anyone know where the Blue Bridge is? The whole bus just cracked up. Yes, we know about the Blue Bridge. So.
He's looking at us wondering what's so funny about a blue bridge.
I guess because I painted it blue.
Exactly.
Now, that's a good image for Jacksonville. Thank you very much.
We love Jacksonville. Very near and dear to Canadians' hearts. Gina Villacorta was long at the Convention Bureau, and boy, did she do a job and a half promoting the city to Canadians. We love her dearly. She's a superb lady.
Right. A lot of people, you know, they think Jacksonville is going to be cold, but, I mean, it's a nice year-round temperate climate, good for golf and tennis.
Yeah, I mean, and you definitely hit it there because golf is just huge here. It's amazing, and the weather is just totally conducive to it. I feel like we do get a little bit of winter. There's a couple months, you know, probably December and January really, because this is November and we are warm here right now. But it gives you a little sampling of of some chilly temperatures. It gives you a chance to wear a jacket every now and then, you know?
Wear a jacket.
Yeah, I know. It sounds so ridiculous, but it's kind of big to the Floridians here. Oh, we get a chance to have some winter clothes.
Well, we were there once in March, and it was the high 70s, and we went in the water, and we were at the Lodge and Beach Club at Ponte Vedra. And
which is a great place.
Oh, that's a great hotel.
Oh.
And the people were looking and said, why are you going? You must be Canadians. You're going in the water. We don't go in the water
here
in Jacksonville till mid-April. The official opening of the beach is like April 15th.
Oh, it's hysterical. No, Steve. I'm a northerner, so I go in. I'm sorry.
Well, you're like Marianne and I. When we went down 2 Februarys ago, we went to Los Angeles on Santa Monica Beach,
uh-huh.
and we went rollerblading, actually in Venice as well. And here we were in our shorts, and there's some guy in his sweatpants shivering, talking about how cold it was, and it must have been in South, it must have been about 18 degrees centigrade, and Mary and I are looking at each other, boy, it's balmy out here, because it was minus 25 in Montreal.
I'm embarrassed to tell you, but just, I think it was 2 days ago, or maybe it was the beginning of the week, I guess it was like Monday or Tuesday, we had a cold spell. Yeah,
oh,
we were leading, in the news, we were leading with the cold temperatures.
Uh-huh. And how cold is cold?
I believe they were, during the day, about 50, and close to freezing at night, but not quite.
You know, we really feel sorry for you, Mary. When we have time, we'll actually pity you.
We'll be thinking about you. Now, if we were to come down there, what would be, like, some of the big things that you would say we would really have to see or really have to partake in if we were to come down?
I mean, of course, a big thing. You got to go to a Jaguar game. I mean, that's a given. But then there are so many little, I think, obscure places that you really have to visit. And every time I have a guest over, we definitely go to a place called Clark's Fish Camp. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't, no.
We live in the Mandarin area, which is along the St. John's River, and so there are lots of little fishing camps, and these are wonderful to see. Even if you're not into rustic things, it's a side of life that maybe you're not used to, and it's fun. I mean, these restaurants, you walk in, and especially at Clark's, you walk in, and the floors are like plywood, and
just like their burgers.
I know. It's really fun, and the they have these animals all over the place that they have stuffed, but they're kind of wild looking. It's like a jungle.
Yeah.
You walk in there, and it's right on the water. So you look out, and on parts of some of the tables are outside on a deck overlooking the. It's a creek off of the St. John's. It's Julington Creek, actually, and there are alligators in there. And
they have
signs. Please
don't pet the alligators. Yeah.
Oh, it's hysterical.
And more tourists. The others were delicious.
So, and then they serve great. They serve alligator tail and all that, you know, wild stuff.
But it tastes like chicken.
They have, they have a prime rib there that's bigger than your head. It's
bigger than my head?
Not Willem.
No, you haven't seen Willem.
It is scary. But I tell you that every time we have guests.
My head or the prime rib?
They have to order the prime rib and then these strange little obscure items as well. But it's a wonderful place to go eat. There is something else I want to tell you about. There's a ship on the river right now that's docked. I don't know if you've heard about this, the HMS Bounty.
Oh, yeah?
Right?
The HMS Bounty is probably going after the Maple Leaf on a nice salvage operation about 100 years late.
There you go.
We're very glad that you joined us on this fine Saturday.
Yeah, just to mention a few things about Jacksonville. Much appreciated. I know you're very busy, but and on short notice, taking the time to join us here on Travel World.
Well,
I'm Mary Bear.
I have so much to, you know, I have so much more here, of course, to tell you about. But Jacksonville truly is, it's a wonderful place. It has so much going for it, from the golf to the weather to these marvelous restaurants along here. And I hope that that we can get more of you folks down here.
Sure will.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to coming down again.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And it's coming up at 12:31 here in Montreal, and it's time for lunch. It's Pizza Donanie, 383-6000. Real great pizza and a whole lot more. Delivered to your door, piping hot and oven fresh in 30 minutes or less. Pizza Donanie, 383-6000.
Well, let's take a short break, and we'll be right back with more of Travel World in Jacksonville on AM 600 CIQC.
A meat-a-bunt, a sail-a-bunt, a meat-a-bunt, a grady-bunt, a meat-a-bunt, a sail-a-bunt, a metro-y-bunt.
From shoppers, love to shop and save.
Dad,
the greatest savings ever on famous Merit brand meat. From now until November 23rd during the Metro Meat Event, Merit Blade Roast, 99 cents a pound. Merit Roast Beef or Steak Turnados, $2.79 a pound. And Oasis Fruit Juice, 960 mils, 89 cents.
Meat event, a sale event, a Metro event.
Metro, grocers by profession.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
What's new at Brouille Martineau? Beam Central Vacuum Cleaners. Choose one of our four models and get the system that's best suited to your home and your cleaning needs. No more changing messy bags or dragging around heavy old appliances. From now on, thanks to your Beam Central Vacuum Cleaner, your task will be so much easier. Come on in and see our base model starting at just $449, accessories included. Buy now, pay in November 98. Beam Central Vacuum Cleaners. You at Brouille Martineau.
Portfolios, briefcases, computer cases, whatever the luggage, you'll find what you're looking for at Le Fils du Cuir. Top luggage like French, Boyce, Andiamo, Hartmann, Zero Halliburton, and more. Not only is North America's largest selection luggage center, but they offer expert repair service for all your leather goods and garments, including damaged bag airline claims. One stop and you'll know why all your traveling needs begin and end at Le Fils du Cuir. 550 Sherbrooke Street West, 849-0136. While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333. Dominating the pizza world, Domino's. Over 5,300 Domino's worldwide, 10 locations in Montreal, all serving their double specials. Two medium for $15.99, two large for $19.99, and no coupons needed. Domino's, the dominant pizza.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World.
And it's 12:35 in Montreal. A lot of great memories of our trips to Jacksonville. 1987, it's been 10 years since
we've been there three times, Stephen. You went 87, I went 1990, 1991. My goodness, what a beautiful place.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, when we first got there, I mean, you know, as we were saying, we thought there was absolutely going to be nothing going on there. And right downtown, the Riverwalk, the Jacksonville Landing, it's just such a peaceful, southern, gracious hospitality of a city.
Well, we got to explain a little bit about the Maple Leaf. This is a Canadian ship which was built in Kingston, Ontario, and was used by the Confederate Army. As many people may be aware, the Canadians were on the Confederate side during the Civil War. That's why we confederated when we did. And at any rate, we sent a supply ship down to the Confederates, and it got sunk in St. John's River near Jacksonville.
And because of the silty conditions of the river, it was basically preserved it very much. You know, after around 100 years, they started to excavate it. Divers were sent down, and many of the artifacts were, I mean, just as they were when they came off.
This was a TV segment aired by our own correspondent, Vic Phillips, back in 1990.
Right, Vic Phillips on Discovery 90. It was a CanWest Global production.
That's right. So we had a lot of fun when we went down to Jacksonville. We discovered the Jacksonville Landing, beautiful shopping area nearby. And we also had another bunch of stuff that we did. We went to the Kingsley Plantation, which was an actual cotton plantation from the South, preserved as a museum.
Right. Kingsley Plantation was the oldest antebellum home in the state of Florida. And
antebellum means before the war of northern aggression.
Right, northern aggression. And, you know, the war between the states, you know, it's not the Civil War, the war between the states, you know, those northern aggressors came down here and really...
They all came down here and tried to tell us what to do. We didn't want to let them do that.
And it was really, really a nice area to visit. What we also liked was the water taxis, just crossing from back
towards
the water taxis.
Well, we stayed at the Marina Hotel, which was across the street from actually the main landmark in Jacksonville, next to the Main Street Bridge, is the Independent Life Building.
Right, Independent Life and all of those great things downtown Jacksonville. And the Marina Hotel is now the Radisson. It used to be a Sheraton, now it's a Radisson.
John Fitzgerald. Well, let's talk more about Orlando and further southern places with Amanda Ober, who joined us on the line.
Yes, our Florida Bureau Chief from WESH. Amanda, good afternoon, Amanda.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Oh, yeah, we were just waiting to see you. I guess you were too busy. We're enjoying the beautiful sunny skies of the beach today.
Another one who's going to talk to us about all the warm weather. Huh?
Yes, we just had to be before the 12:30 break. We were talking to Mary Bear at WGXT in Jacksonville, and she said, "Oh, she's sitting outside at 75 degrees. What's the temperature down in the Orlando area today?"
It's warm and muggy. It's probably about the same, about 76, 77 degrees, a little bit overcast. It's really tough to take.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, we're starting to feel the ravages of winter already. We wish we were down there in Florida, and you've got some really interesting places that you've discovered over the past month of doing some stories for your program that you'd like to share with our listeners.
Yes, well, I was really excited today to talk a little bit about two very quaint communities that are both within driving distance of Orlando that I think might make a nice place for folks who are visiting this area to spend a day or perhaps even a day and a night in. You know, everybody knows about Walt Disney World and Church Street Station and Universal Studios, but what we did recently on Discover Orlando was a whole series of getaways that are within driving distance of Orlando. Now, the first one I wanted to touch on is a town called Mount Dora, and it's located about 45 minutes northwest of Orlando. And a lot of people say that it reminds them of the same type of charm and character and quaintness that you might find in New England. When you drive into downtown Mount Dora, the thing that strikes you at first is how hilly it is, because if you're familiar with Florida at all, it's not hilly here.
Yeah.
But the what makes Mount Dora so enjoyable and such a nice place to visit is there's a lovely, beautiful old inn set on a lake. It's called the Lakeside Inn. And I believe President Truman and his wife actually spent two entire winters in a row there. They loved it so much. This was in their later years. And near the Lakeside Inn downtown are just streets and blocks upon blocks of different shops, cafes, restaurants, antique stores. It's just a really neat little town to visit. It's almost like taking a trip back in time.
Right. Of course, that whole New England influence is what interests you, I'm sure.
Well, absolutely, since New England is my hometown. And, you know, because Florida is such a new state and there's so much development and growth, sometimes it can be a challenge to find areas that have a sense of history or quaintness. And Mount Dora definitely does. The locals in Orlando love Mount Dora. A lot of people will go out there for the day on a Saturday or Sunday or for a weekend getaway and spend a night at the Lakeside Inn.
That must be really something, but you must miss home. In New England, it's hard to beat.
Yeah, it is. New England will always be home, but I do enjoy Florida, and who can beat the weather? I was talking to one of my friends in Boston yesterday, and she was telling me that it was going to snow today, and I thought, gosh, I'm in a pretty good situation.
Now, Mount Dora also is also known for its antique shops and fashion boutiques and some good shopping up there. You're a shopper as well.
I am a shopper. Actually, on our show, Discover Orlando, that's sort of my specialty, but as you drive into Mount Dora, the highway you'll take in is a main highway called 441. And right on 441, just before downtown Mount Dora, is one of the largest antique barns probably in the country. It's called Renninger's. And I think there are over 200 antique dealers represented under this one roof. And there's always something going on the weekends there. It's just a great place to look for antiques.
Right, they have like fairs and sort of gatherings where people come in with different things to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Now also, you know, you can take a lake cruise, a sort of a sunset cruise. I guess that would be very romantic.
Yes, Yes, I'm not sure what's offered on the lake in Mount Dora, but I know that they do have boats available, and it would be very romantic. And the Lakeside Inn, as a matter of fact, we did a story on the inn the other day, and the manager was saying that they have weddings booked through the next 3 or 4 years. They have a lovely gazebo right on the edge of the lake where brides, like to say their vows. It's just a very romantic place.
And also on the lake, for people interested in such things, there's an inland lighthouse. It's the only inland freshwater lighthouse in Florida.
Why would someone need an inland lighthouse?
I don't know, but you've done some reading up there, Stephen.
Yes, I do my research.
He does his research. We were also wondering how that parrot ended up, the one that you saw.
Elvis the Parrot.
Elvis the Parrot from the Discovery.
Oh, the Parrot. I thought you said Pirate. Oh, that's right, because you saw my show the day I had the Parrot. I guess he's doing well. He got his 15 minutes of fame on our show.
And also in Mount Dora, as another fact, I don't know whether you had a chance to partake in sort of the Palm Island Park and the boardwalk and all of the sort of outdoor activities they have there.
Yes, that's lovely. That, too, is right down on the water. And Mount Dora has a real strong sense of community. And as I said, on the weekends, there always seem to be events and festivals and art shows planned that everybody comes out for and participates in. And it's just such a lovely setting to enjoy all that.
No, that sounds wonderful. Now, I know you have another destination to talk to us about, but we're sort of come up to a break in just a second, so I don't want to get into it before the break. Why don't you stay on the line with us and then stay with us until after the break?
Okay.
And just wanted to tell people as well, we have a new sponsor today on Travel World, and it's Pizza Donanie, and if you're hungry and it's time for lunch, it's coming up 12:45 in Montreal. Give them a call, 383-6000, real great pizza and a whole lot more. Delivered to your door, piping hot and oven fresh in 30 minutes or less. Pizza Donanie.
I like Pizza Donanie. They ask you to pronounce it Donanie, but you know, a lot of people call it Pizza Donanie. However you pronounce it, it's one great pizza.
One great pizza, and
it's the only place that's still got the 30-minute guarantee.
And they have that easy number, 383-6000, however you want to pronounce it. Just remember, 383-6000 for great piping hot oven fresh pizza.
And they got also the goodie packs, too, which is kind of neat, because they're the ones that give you the chips and all that other
stuff.
Right,
that's a good deal, too. So
if you really want to get down with a good pizza, good Pizza Donanie.
383.
Pizza strikes back.
Yeah,
yes.
Pizza, 383-6000.
Okay. That sounds great. I'm getting really hungry here, but let's take a short break. We'll be right back after these short messages with more of Travel World on AM 600 CIQC. Stay listening.
Elizabeth Hager's big winter sale is on today. All winter designer fashions are one-third to one-half off. Elegant evening wear by Frank Usher, Daymore, Albert Nippon, and Jeremy D. Suits and sportswear by Casper, Jack Stylman, and Mr. Leonard. Stylish winter coats and jackets and down thermal after wool by UTAG, Hillary Radley, Malia, and Apropos. These and many more designer fashions all one-third to one-half off at Elizabeth Hager's big winter sale, Queen Mary of the Carry, and Cavendish Mall.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusbortzak, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and St. Urban. Telephone 271-5058.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your dead.
CIQC Montreal.
Where there's smoke, there's Levitt's flavor. Whether it's smoked turkeys or smoked salmon, juicy hot dogs, or old world salamis, Levitt's is truly the taste of quality. Using 60-year-old smoking and curing methods, Levitt's prides itself on producing award-winning deli favorites that take you back to the taste you remember. Levitt's delivers all the great taste you want with less of the stuff you don't. Check the label and compare. Insist on Levitt's quality wherever you shop. Levitt's, the taste of quality every time.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trip to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zachary Travels USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five flag carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zachary Travel in Dollar today, 636-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zachary, 626-3132.
For the holiday season, Brew in Matsuno offers you its new Christmas flyer. Take a look inside. You'll be dazzled by their vast selection of gift ideas. For instance, you'll find a McClary 15.5 cubic foot refrigerator with adjustable shelves at only $5.99. Buy now and pay only November 1998. Plus, when you shop at Brew in Matsuno, you could win one of 10 Brew in Matsuno Christmas stockings filled with home appliances, electronics, and furniture. A total value of $35,000 in prizes. See details in store. This Christmas, it's magical at Brew. We must know.
Portfolios, briefcases, computer cases, whatever the luggage, you'll find what you're looking for at Le Fils du Cuir. Top luggage like French, Boyce, Andiamo, Hartmann, Zero Halliburton, and more. Not only is North America's largest selection luggage center, but they offer expert repair service for all your leather goods and garments, including damaged bag airline claims. One stop and you'll know why all your traveling needs begin and end at Le Fils du Cuir. 550 Sherbrooke Street West, 849-0136.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World in more beautiful, warm, sunny Orlando, Florida.
Warm, sunny destinations. Amanda Ober from NBC down in Orlando running around the area in a convertible today.
At W-E-E-S-H.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
And so we talked about Mount Dora before the break, and what is the other great little town that you have found for us?
Well, the other little town we found is called Micanopy. It's spelled M-I-C-A-N-O-P-Y. And
M-O-U-S-E.
There you go.
Waltzing along.
It's located about 2 hours, also northwest of Orlando. And to give you an idea of where it is, if you're familiar with Gainesville, Florida, Micanopy is just about 10 minutes outside of Gainesville. And, of course, that's where the University of Florida is located. That's Gainesville's claim to fame. But Micanopy, like Mount Dora, is another quaint, charming little town that's just chock full of antique stores and cafes. But it's really like taking a step back in time, even more so than Mount Dora. It's almost as if downtown Micanopy was frozen back in the late 1800s. The storefronts are very old. It's very sleepy and peaceful. You see rocking chairs inviting you to come take a break on the sidewalk, and there's even a town cat that sort of wanders in and out amongst the different shops, and it can because there's just no traffic. It's so sleepy and quiet. But my favorite place to visit in Micanopy is a lovely bed and breakfast called the Herlong Mansion. It's spelled H-E-R-L-O-N-G, and it's a huge old southern-style estate with big Corinthian columns out front and a screened-in veranda. And each of the rooms, I think there's about a dozen rooms.
Does it also have Corinthian leather?
Yeah. Each of the rooms is decorated with period antiques, and it's just very charming, very affordable. I think the average price is about $80 to up to $150 a night. And legend has it that one of the rooms is haunted, and they receive a lot of publicity because of that.
Well, people come just to try to stay in the haunted room or see something, you know.
I guess people have claimed to have strange things happen when they've stayed there, but
did you lean against the wall with your ear pressed against it to hear something was going on in the next room?
Yeah, there you go. You could do that.
I know some people who do that.
Oh, my goodness. But You know something? It goes to show you can take the woman out of New England, but you can't take New England out of the woman, huh?
I know. I keep being drawn to these type of places that have sort of that charm and
with
care.
Good reason. I mean, these are such beautiful, beautiful places to visit. I know every time we go down to New England, I mean, we just can't get over it. We really don't want to come home.
And a lot of people don't realize that there are places off the beaten path like this in Florida. We were talking about like tree canopied streets and that sort of whole southern hospitality. It's not that built up touristy feel to a town like that.
Right, and you might have to drive a little to find them. Like I said, Micanopy is about a two-hour drive from Orlando, but it's worth it. And to go for the night, it's just such a nice escape. And I think that also gives you a sense of the real Florida, the old-style Florida. Because, you know, Disney isn't necessarily the real Florida.
No, is it the
that's for sure.
Right.
I hear, hear. Let's say that again. You know, we're really glad that we have the intrepid reporter like you out there looking for these kind of places, because a lot of people enjoy going to Orlando, and as you know, we enjoy going to Cocoa Beach. Beach is one of our favorite things to do whenever we go places, but we always like to find the off-the-beaten-path kind of places, and this
sure.
is really great.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Well, I'm glad to. Where's the next place you're off to in Florida? I know you were talking about going to St. Augustine.
We're
going to
check out some more Christian bookstores for us.
no, they're talking about New England and Seabrook. You're looking to go to St. Augustine.
I'm planning a getaway to St. Augustine, and then I may venture north of Florida and go up to Savannah, Georgia. So I will let you know when I do, and I'll check it all out.
Well, there is a true story haunted in Savannah. Magnolia Place. So if you go there, check out Magnolia Place. Talking about maybe a marketing gimmick, they tried to tell the story to me that, oh, the place is haunted and you're the only guest here this evening. And then, of course, I think somebody deliberately pulled the fire alarm at 3 in the morning and said, oh, the ghost did it, just so that they could pass the story along that the hotel was haunted. So sometimes I think maybe they pass the story along so it can add to their reputation.
Why not? It makes it more fun.
Well, it's more fun. You don't want to stay in those chain hotels that are just one right after the other, you know?
Sure.
Amanda, you must have been to Plymouth, Mass. At one point. They had a haunted lantern tour of the city, of all the ghost stories and stuff, which was kind of interesting.
Yes, and you know, they do something similar to that from what I've read in St. Augustine. I think they do it every night, or perhaps just on the weekends. I'll find out, and maybe I'll even take the tour so I can tell you about it.
Right, so you can tell us, and that would be really something. Well, I'll let you get back to your convertible ride.
Oh, okay, twist my arm.
With the top down.
Yeah, and letting the wind blow through your hair and all that good stuff. So,
okay.
Amanda Ober, thank you so much for joining.
Always a pleasure having you on the show, Amanda.
And I want to remind our listeners that if they're down in the Orlando or the Space Coast areas, to tune in, Discover Orlando, weekdays at 4 p.m. on WESH.
News Channel 2. WESH.
Got to get the call letters right. Thanks a lot, Amanda.
Thanks, guys. Au revoir.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, that's the reason we make the joke about the call letters, because one of the guests who was unable to make it today, he was on assignment, was Kevin Matheny, Howard Stern's arch enemy, actually. He was known in the movie Private Parts as Pig Vomit.
And he was supposed to be on the show today from J-Corp Communications, but at the last moment, he couldn't make it.
We were going to ask him how to say the call letters properly.
Yeah, and we got the call letters properly read out today, but Mary Bear, thank you for showing up and being on the show at very short notice. I called her up last night at 9 p.m., so I guess...
nice guy.
No, she was at work. I called the television station. She's the 11 p.m. anchor. I did not phone somebody up in the middle of the night.
Wake her up out of bed.
Get up at 2 in the morning. Yeah, 2 in the morning. You want to be on AM 600 tomorrow? Yeah. Thank you, buddy. Hang up. No, I called her at work. So
yes, of course.
No, I mean, you
it's amazing because AM 600 has such a great reputation as we travel around the world, because it opens doors for us wherever we go. People love the station, and I'm really happy with the new sound of CIQC these days. It's, you know, you listen to all the other shows during the week, and it's really
sounding
super.
A lot of good programming out there, and sounding good.
Sounding good. It's great to be on AM 600. Marianne, it's great to have you here with us again. And we love talking about all the different places we go. But, of course, it's always great to come back to Montreal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We love Montreal. And I'll be heading off again after next week's show on the 29th, heading off to do off-season travel to London, England with British Airways. That'll be the show actually on the 13th of December with Genevieve Bourne. Hopefully we can drag her in to the studio. We have a chair waiting for her here rather than talk to her on the phone.
I don't think she wants to go to London, you know. It twist her arm to travel to London.
I mean, she's even pushing for that, I think, for... how many months has it been since she was on in May and in you know 6 months or so? She's like, please take me, please take me. So
well, Jenny Pav was an amazing guest down back in May when we did Barcelona and Berlin, and
well, we're certainly
looking forward to
having
European reports from her.
I was talking to her this week. She's reading the biography of Winston Churchill. She's interested in going to the war cabinet rooms, studying the history. She's taking a Beatles walking tour. She's doing a lot of research and planning a whole itinerary for herself. So
That's really interesting when you travel like that, because it's funny, we have this little in joke between us that wherever we go, the hotel rooms are the same, bed, table, chair, hanging lamp, spectrovision, it's all the same. But there are differences when you go from place to place and stuff that you want to see. We like to check out the museums, we like to check out stuff that's unique to the place, and so it's always nice to go.
Right, always nice, and no matter how many people go to a place, like you probably talked to 10 different people who went to a destination, they could have 10 different impressions, where to eat, where to stay, and that's what we like to share here on the radio each Saturday from noon to 1 on AM 600.
Oh, that's for sure. And, when we go down, we like to go down to New York City. We're going to be going there soon again.
Yeah, we're invited to New York. We might plan to do some new stories in early 98 on wine country in California. Cynthia Fodor wants to go there. I was talking to a lady this week, KLM, who might be interested in having us head off there. So,
well, if we go to Holland, Stephen, remember, don't forget the Dutch part of the show.
Yeah, the Dutch part of the show. You will be there front, right, and center. We need somebody to get us into some of the great spots.
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands, great place.
The home country, man.
The home country for Willem Backus and a home country for a lot of other listeners. Next week, we'll be talking to Felicity Munn. She's a Montreal-based travel writer, does a lot of work for Canadian Press, Southern News Service, talking about Georgia. Amanda's heading there in a couple of months, but Felicity has just got back from Savannah and Macon, and she's also been to the Channel Islands of the UK, so sort of one side of the ocean to the other side of the ocean and back again. Some great places to talk about next week with one of Montreal's leading travel writers.
Yeah, a Boeing Bleu de Mer, just like the KLM Boeing 747s. Bring us back once again to Canada's greatest city, Montreal.
And that reminds us that, each week we come back to Montreal to report back on those great things that we have in around the world and right here at home. Well, thank you for listening to Travel World this week. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
And that's Travel World for this week on AM 600 CIQC. Happy traveling, everyone.
And coming up to the news at 1 o'clock, stay listening to AM 600 CIQC, Information Radio in Montreal. Je veux revoir cela qui est grand.